This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States launched airstrikes against Taliban fighters in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province, U.S. officials said Monday, after a large-scale offensive saw insurgents take over military bases in the region and close in on a key provincial capital. The strikes, carried out over the last 2 days, mark a rare military intervention by the United States since it signed an agreement on troop withdrawal with the Taliban in February. The deal provides for the withdrawal of foreign forces from Afghanistan in exchange for security guarantees from the insurgent group and a pledge to sit down with the Kabul administration to find a peaceful settlement to decades of war. Fighting has continued despite several rounds of peace talks between the Taliban and Afghan government negotiators in the Qatari capital of Doha over the past month. Germany, who holds the European Union's rotating presidency, is calling for EU sanctions on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. Speaking to reporters ahead of a meeting of EU foreign policy chiefs in Luxembourg, German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said renewed violence against protesters in Minsk could not be ignored. He said, quote, "The violence continues, perpetrated by the Lukashenko regime. There are still arrests of peaceful demonstrators, so we have to consider how to proceed." The EU has imposed travel bans on asset freezes on 40 Lukashenko allies, but held back from including him on the list. Armenia and Azerbaijan continue to report fighting Monday despite a ceasefire brokered in the disputed breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh, which each country claims. Armenia said Monday Azerbaijan forces were shelling the southern front of the conflict zone, while Nagorno-Karabakh officials accused Azerbaijan of carrying out, quote, large-scale hostilities in the area. This is VOA News. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan told European Council President Charles Michel Monday that progress was needed on improving ties between Ankara and the bloc, the Turkish presidency said, amid renewed tensions between Turkey and Greece over the eastern Mediterranean. In a statement, the presidency said Erdogan told Michel in a phone call that Turkey expected, quote, concrete steps, end quote, from the EU on holding a regional conference with eastern Mediterranean states, and that Greece was, quote, continuing steps to escalate tensions in the eastern Mediterranean despite Turkey's well-intentioned approach. Right now, confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are continuing after a lunch recess. Coney Barrett is making her case to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Earlier Wednesday, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, a Republican, says the Senate is doing its job by considering President Donald Trump's high court nominee.
The bottom line is Justice Ginsburg, when asked about this several years ago, said that a president serves for 4 years, not three. There's nothing unconstitutional about this process. This is a vacancy that's occurred through a tragic loss of a great woman, and we're going to fill that vacancy with another great woman.
Many say Judge Barrett's appointment could put the court's pending case on the Affordable Care Act in jeopardy. Democrat and Senate Judiciary Committee ranking member Dianne Feinstein says striking down the ACA will cause tremendous harm.
Some 12 million working Americans are covered through the ACA's Medicaid expansion. If the act is struck down, they lose their health care.
The U.S. Senate is the staunch conservative faces 4 days of hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. President Trump is returning to the campaign trail, and amid GOP fears, the White House is on the verge of being lost to Joe Biden. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
National polls still show Biden with a significant lead, and the Trump campaign worries about slipping support among women, suburban voters, and those who are older, which is particularly troublesome in places like Florida, where the president will hold a rally tonight. The campaign insists he can win re-election, arguing his return to the trail will excite his base. But some Republicans fear the 1-2 punch of his COVID-19 diagnosis and his first debate performance could not only cost him the White House, but them the Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Monday, Navy divers began a 5-day operation to defuse the largest unexploded World War II bomb ever found in Poland, forcing more than 750 people to evacuate their homes. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.